Hello, Audio Candy. This is Widow. Wow. Okay. This is going to be a long audio. I am doing the cooking with Audio Candy. It's a request fill for Alice Rabbit Whisper. It's F for A. I was going to try to do it while I was cooking, but then I realized I'm one of those people that when I cook, I like talking to people or listening to music. And I love you guys, but you guys don't talk back while I'm recording the audio. You guys leave lovely, wonderful comments afterward that I adore and appreciate and want more of. But there's no noise but me, so I get really like lonely when I cook and I'm like, talk to me. So I made myself an omelet, and even though I didn't record a while, I'm going to tell you guys what I did. And then after that, if you guys want, and if I see enough like comments requesting it, I did take pictures. So you guys can ask for the pictures and I can show you pictures of me, of not of me, but of my lovely little omelette being made. I almost said taco. Don't know why I almost said taco. Okay, so the first thing I did was I took spring onions, I think they're called. They're the ones that are like long and green and white, little tiny bulbs at the end. And I chopped those up and I chopped up like three of them. Two of them were like smaller, so that's why I did three. And I chopped up a tomato. I took out the seeds because I find when you leave the seeds in, makes it way too watery. And it kind of dilutes the flavor of the omelet. I'm thinking next time when I do it though, I'm only going to do half a tomato because I found even like I did a 3-egg omelet and there were still way too many tomatoes left. So I wasn't very, like, happy with that. Like, I ended up, like, pushing some of the tomatoes out while I was eating. So I deseeded the tomatoes, did that. Actually, in case you guys didn't know, like, spring onions can still make your eyes burn. Not nearly as badly as, like, normal onions, but, like, there was eye burning. Like, I was chopping, like, once I got down to the white part, I was, like, why do my eyes burn? I was like, oh wait, shit, this is still an onion. So once I got the onions and tomatoes, I did garlic, actually. And I was really stupid because I couldn't find our garlic crusher. So I tried crushing it with a knife and I was like, wait, this is stupid. So like any 21st century child, I Googled it. And it said, you can only crush garlic with a garlic crusher. So I minced them. So I minced that, and then I put that in together, and, like, I mixed all of it together. I did, like, 1.5 cloves, I guess, and the tomatoes were, like, small to medium, and I did 1.5 cloves. Wow, 2.5. The reason it was 1.5 cloves is because one of the cloves was, like, I guess half of it was kind of rotted, so I went ahead and chopped it, and, chopped off the, like, weird half and use the other half. So that was fun. Then I mixed all that together. It smelled really fucking good. I went ahead and I put 3 eggs in a cup, actually, and whisked it with a fork, because who needs an actual whisk? Wow, words. Okay. So once I did that, salt and pepper, put it in the skillet, and I literally, let me think. Oh, see, now I'm thinking of songs I was listening to, because I did Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer, and then I did All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor. And then I started listening to Hozier, like, once I started cooking. I put baking grease in the, I put baking grease in the skillet. And then I put the 3 eggs in there, let them cook for a little bit so the bottom gets solid, and then put all the ingredients in. And then it's a yawn. Okay, I'm not editing this, by the way. I found that I don't like editing things anymore. I do to a point because my OCD gets to have fun, but I mean, at the same time, I feel like I'm taking bits and pieces of myself and who I am out of it. And you guys deserve to have all of me and my wonderful, awkward weirdness. So, bam, there you go. So, yeah, Hozier and baking grease. So my family, what we do, we have, like, this actual, like, tin for it. But we have, and basically what we do is there's a top part that, like, filters stuff out, and we put, whenever we make bacon, we put it, through the top part, and it filters all the bacon bits out, and then just the grease goes into the bottom part. And normally it can gel, sometimes it doesn't, it just stays greasy, but most of the time it can gel, and then you can cook with it, and it tastes delicious, and it's amazing. I think ours might need to be cleaned out, like, I might go dump everything that's in there right now, and let it get cleaned out, but yeah. Yeah, I put that down, egg, let that settle a bit, and so there was this amazing moment, guys. Like, so I put everything in there, and like, oh, I chopped up cheese. I almost forgot. I hate American cheese. For those of you who don't know what American cheese is, it's that sliced crap, and yes, I guess it's the same thing as Velveeta, or Velveeta is extremely similar, but the problem with, like, the sliced American cheese is that it's technically just fat and food coloring. And that's, like, all there is to it. Oh, the yawns. So, for me, I kind of, like, I don't know. I just wanted to take out the, so I just cut up cheddar cheese. We had cheddar, and I just chopped it up, and then I sliced it, and I made it into little sliver slices. So, yeah. From there, I basically just, yeah, like I said, dumped everything into the omelet, spread it around a little bit so that, like, everything was everywhere, because I hate when you just put, like, when it's all divided and, like, you don't get everything in every bite, like, that pisses me off. OCD! It's great, guys. It sucks, actually, because there's little, and it, I hate people that think you're automatically OCD if you, like, things tidy. Like, there is a lot of different, like, actual diagnosed OCD has a wide spectrum. Hoarders have OCD. It's just a different level. And obsessive compulsive disorder, you don't have to be compulsively clean. Like, you can compulsively collect things or compulsively, like certain things or like things a certain way. So as long as things are a certain way, you're happy. Like, obsessive compulsive disorder is a very interesting spectrum of life, and just, okay, that little mini rant is over. What did I do next? Words. Okay, I flipped it over, but I didn't flip it over perfectly. Like, there was a little part of the edge that was over, and so, like, once I left it on that side for a little bit, I was gonna flip it. I was like, oh yeah, I should totes flip this. And I tried, and the, like, the cheese started spilling out. So what I did was I went ahead and I was like, okay, and I slid it because it was, like, sliding. So I was like, yes, this could work. So I slid it to the edge, and then I literally just used the skillet to flip it over. Yes, guys, I have that much skill. I actually managed to flip the egg in the skillet, and it worked, and it didn't get all over the place. It was gorgeous. And I took it out, and yeah, like I said, I took pictures, so if you guys want pictures, I have pictures, and it's gorgeous and wonderful and beautiful. But yeah, so, I don't know what else to say. I hope I rambled enough. I'm sorry, Alice. Pictures, if you guys want them, it might take me a day, because Imgur, and I'm still trying to figure it out and everything. I've uploaded stuff on there before, but it's weird. So, yay, done. I'm going to be doing a lot of audios today, because I'm at home alone, and that's what happens when you leave Widow home alone. She gets busy, and because she doesn't make webs, she makes audios. Bye-bye.